A Midsummer Night's Dream is the most brilliant of Shakespeare's early comedies, the play with which he became an assured master. It's a magical play, spellbinding, but inside the magic is a power of intelligence and imagination that no one else then writing for the stage could come near to. Its quality of daring is crystallized in one of the images by which we most often recall it. The wild wood by night with Titania, queen of the fairies, enchantedly and amorously entwined with Bottom, a stage-struck working man who just happens to be wearing the head of an ass, and who receives her attentions with polite and modest calm. The playwright juggles four different stories. The play's a dance more than a narrative, and yet we do care what happens and how it all ends. Theseus, the mythical hero and ruler of Athens, is very soon to marry his beloved Hippolyta, queen of the Amazons. While he waits impatiently, an angry father comes to visit him, who wants his daughter to be disciplined. She won't marry who she's been told to. The daughter, her lover, her spurned fiancé, and the girl who dotes on him all flee to the wood outside Athens. There, that night, their troubles are intensified, then resolved by Oberon, king of the fairies, who has his own problems. His queen, Titania, won't do as she's told. Vengefully, Oberon magics her into falling in love with Bottom. This is a play in which, out of tangled and thorny wrangles, there comes order, both natural and ceremonious. Men and women, fools and heroes, asses and fairies, art and nature, all marry in a play of moonlight and shadow. Love is one Midsummer Night's Dream that can, with a blessing, wake and find itself true in the morning.
Now, fair Hippolyta, our nuptial hour draws on apace. Four happy days bring in another moon. But oh, methinks how slow this old moon wanes. She lingers my desires like to a stepdame or a dowager long withering out a young man revenue.
4 days will quickly steep themselves in night. 4 nights will quickly dream away the time, and then the moon, like to a silver bow, new bent in heaven, shall behold the night of our solemnities.
Go, Philostrate, stir up the Athenian youth to merriments, awake the pert and nimble spirit of mirth, turn melancholy forth to funerals. The pale companion is not for our pomp.